God forgive us.
When you're dreaming in the darkness, like you're rising from the grave, ghosts of memories keep you dancing like a moth drawn to the flame. And your handprints on my body, like you're rising up to pray. When you need me, you can call me, you can always call my name.
It's nearly May.
I'm fucking pissed.
I can hear myself.
Yeah.
Everybody needs to lean into the fucking mics because this is the podcast. You think this is a game?
Wait, I'm going to lean the mic into me. That's what
yep, that works. That also works. Back guys, I know that I say this a lot, that we have a lot of very, very special guests, you know? Because some of our guests... Whoa, hang on. Let's just back up the train. Let's back up the awesome train.
Wait, what kind of train are we on right now?
It can go backwards.
Oh my god, it can go in so many directions. You have no idea. It's not like other trains, but... So, yeah, you know, like here at the Apocalypse, some of our guests are special. You know what I mean? And like, some of our guests are very special. And some of our guests... Are even very, 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 very special.
Uber special guest!
tonight's guest is very, very, very.
My prostrate apocalypse.
Very! Come on, let's get some help here. Can I get a hell yeah?
My prostrate
hell
for,
yeah.
for your receivers.
Very special.
What?
Who is it?
What?
Who is it?
Very special.
Who is it?
You animals don't even deserve the presence of this man.
Oh my god.
You absolute cowards.
Can you imagine how lucky you'd be if you were just
so
some random...
So domesticated.
If you were part of just the disgusting, unwashed masses and you just turned on radio...
I think I am, honestly.
No, I don't know. Not yet.
They're not worthy.
If you reject the Apocalypse, you will be.
You know what? It's not too late. It's not too late. It's not too late to, like, withdraw this. Do you think our listeners deserve...
No.
I don't know. Should we tell them? Oh, God, I think it's too late.
They haven't even sent us any of their virgin's blood. I mean,
oh, God, it's Nicky the Wolf. Jesus.
Ah, it's Nicky the Wolf.
Oh, God, Nicky the Wolf in our studio.
It's Nicky the Wolf, New York City. Light prostrate. Light prostrate before your devices. Prepare yourself for the voice of the wolf.
I mean, this is kind of profound. Like, literally, like, I've only known you by voice before.
I was
for many
much,
months.
I was told there was going to be virgin.
Lie prostrate.
That's me.
If you can find us a virgin, I can get you some virgin's
blood. In Brooklyn? Solid start.
Do we have any, like, boing?
Count yourselves lucky, Apocalypse listeners.
Well, listen, I've sent out an Apocalypse email. Did any of you guys get it?
I did not.
All of you are fucking useless. It's unbelievable. Jed.
All right, look. We're gonna go down the news of the day.
I know Jed got it. Jed looked at me like with the disappointment of a man that knows exactly what he has to do. As a duty.
All right. I wanna make clear, first and foremost, before we go any further, that none of you deserve this.
It's true.
None of you deserve the presence of Nicky the Wolf.
Yeah.
None of you deserve to hear his voice.
Lie prostrate and check your prostates.
Guys,
that's good advice, actually.
Let's talk about football.
Yes.
And I'm not talking about, I'm not trying to be sexy like Nicky the
it's
Wolf.
It's working.
By saying, oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
that
God,
is serving
I'm
serving
my own show.
That was the sound of my welcome expiring immediately.
Oh, God. I was humiliated on my own show. What can I do now? All I have left is to kill myself.
Speaking of killing yourself.
Oh, yeah.
He's been so horny today. All he needs to do is get fired into the earth.
Do we have to talk about this now?
Yes.
Okay.
Look.
All right, hang on.
He's been gearing up. He's been training hard. Like, he knows he needs to get fired into the earth. And, like, all day he's just been talking about how much he wants to fuck whores.
I didn't use those words, by the way.
Sex workers.
Yeah, thank you. Anyways, what were you saying? Oh, Jesus. Oh God, this is so dramatic, but it's not even the music that we wanted. It's a commercial. Oh, here comes the music. All right. Anyways, as you were saying,
This is a message to America. Don't mourn Hernandez killing himself in his cell.
Take down those candles from the windows.
But because all God cares about is irony.
Wipe your tears.
It's true.
Because he's only left the actual physical paths for the shadow paths.
Wait, I thought the paths were the shadow paths.
There's shadows
across crossover.
There's shadows
there's
of the shadows.
Shadows within shadows.
Surely the shadow paths are the good guys.
Worlds within worlds. Yeah, open your eyes, New York. Wake up.
It's the intersection of penumbras that makes the true shadow.
I like the Patriots
like, do you know
they
optics?
Beat
do you
Seattle.
Even optics?
Wait, Pat, let's, is your current
you like Pat? You like the paths because you're called Pat.
Yeah, it's like, who are we? What is life? You know what I mean? My name is Pat, but I'm criticizing the paths.
Yeah, but this is why you're our Bible expert. So what did Hernandez... physical Hernandez, not Shadow Hernandez. Peace and praise be upon him. What did he write on his head before he hung himself?
Crip killer?
He wrote
Austin
John 3:16. No, John 3:16.
Oh, shit.
For God so loved his, the world.
No, for he who believeth in him shall have eternal apocalypse.
Oh my God, can you imagine if like the afterlife is just the apocalypse?
If everybody was nice and comfortable and I could see my girlfriend.
I'm sorry, I used the word just there, but like...
If my girlfriend could like hang out, that'd be great.
Yeah, you guys are actually all right. Nicky the Wolf has been dead this whole time.
That'd be nice. That'd be like the end of Lost when they're all in heaven but the show sucks.
Whoa,
Christian
I haven't
Shepherd,
finished that show.
Yay.
What?
Spoiler alert. That's
yeah.
Did you bring me on the show because I'm from Massachusetts and I can talk about...
You have to move into the mic if you want to be heard.
I can talk about Aaron Hernandez being from Massachusetts.
Well, how do you feel as a person that's from Massachusetts? Do you feel violated?
Don't feel sadness.
Move in.
I don't feel sadness so much as the fact that prison is bad. prison is bad, but also Moda is bad.
Wasn't he brain damaged? Isn't that like
probably
what
everybody's
getting
that? Yeah, they have the tangled fibrils and like.
By the way, your name is Isaac.
Okay. Yeah, some Jewish name.
Yeah, well, biblical.
Biblical. Yeah.
I mean, Jewish. No, your name's not like
Jezebel or Ishmael.
Your name's not like David. Like it's Aaron. A super biblical
right,
name.
Right.
You're Isaac.
So, anyways, yeah. Aaron Hernandez was a piece of shit, but he probably had brain damage, and also suicide in prison is an epidemic.
Yeah, fucking hard.
But also, he got drafted by the Shadow Patriots.
Yeah.
And but, in order to play for the Shadow Patriots in the Shadow Bowl, he has to cross into the Shadow Realm.
Wasn't it?
So he did what he had to do.
Can you lean into the fucking mic speaking?
Well, and it turns out that what you have to do to pass into the Shadow Realm is do, like, double murder drive-by shootings in the club district in Boston.
That was all extra. He just had to kill himself. He just had to, like, off-gate.
I mean, the murder stuff was bad, but then he played for the Patriots, so that really sealed the deal.
Well, I mean, we here at the Apocalypse keep trying to kill ourselves.
That he gets it because he's British.
Not really. We called it.
Nike was like, you know, it's fine. Guys, until they started killing people.
Hang on. We were going to have a conversation. Let's go back. Nikki the Wolf was called in the episode that we... Yeah, Jesus. Nikki the Wolf called in the episode that we predicted the Trump victory.
Oh, yeah.
This is the only...
That was a depressing episode.
No, it was a great episode. Are you kidding me? I'm so excited.
No, I mean, Trump winning was a depressing episode.
No, it was one before where we said he was going to win. And everyone doubted us. But we predictal casted it.
It's true. And then subsequently we uploaded the episode and we named it
The Predictal Cast.
The Predictal Cast.
Solid wordplay there.
I don't get it.
Because we predicted Trump's presidency. Okay. Everybody was like, Hillary. Well, hang on. Maybe we should go back and maybe we should tell a tale about this. I don't know. Oh, well, I know what music goes where.
Jesus H.W. Bush. Rest in peace, Aaron Hernandez. Good luck in the Shadow Super Bowl.
Yeah. Hope well, you get good luck hope for all of us in the Shadow Super Bowl.
Him and Junior Sal are gonna have a great time together in hell.
Who's the water boy in the Shadow Super Bowl? Adam Sal.
Well, there is no.
It's about still
me.
Adam Sal.
We have to tell a story about me. We have to tell. It's still Adam Sal. We have to tell a story about me being fired into the earth. But there was another story. What were we just talking about?
Oh, are we gonna do Teenage Pat at a party before when he knows the news but he hasn't told his friends yet?
Oh yeah,
because he doesn't. Oh, so young Pat in France.
Move in,
young. This is young Pat. He's like 16 and he doesn't give a shit. He's smoking already.
I was like, hey, what's up, it? I'm French. I can smoke at any age that I want to.
And the newly formed European Union has already informed him, Pat, you're to be fired into the earth to get it pregnant.
Wait, hang on. How old are you, Pat?
I'm 30. I'm the age of Jesus.
Jesus is famously 2017.
Got him.
You got it.
I'm 2017 years old. But I look
that
great.
Is, you know, if Christ is known for anything, it's for being 2017 years old.
And for bouncing back.
I mean, longevity, really.
We all watch the Louis
if
CK,
anything. Right? Anyway, sorry, go on, please.
So Pat's just heard from the European shadow government that he's to be fired into the actual earth from a shadow rocket. And he knows what happened to his dad. Pat, what happened to your dad?
When I was a little kid, they told me that my dad was a turd burglar.
Who's they?
Wait, Pat, my this family. Is fucked up. Like, you, like, stole my... Never mind, it doesn't matter. But, like, the whole, like, your parent died this way, but they actually died this other way.
Did that happen to you?
Yeah.
That did happen to you.
Guys.
It's not like that. I'm not trying to take a dig at you.
Guys, parent death
is... Do we want to talk about parent death?
Parent death is seldom a straight line. It curves. It jumps. It loops.
Oh, this was empty.
It changes direction.
Time.
It's not empty. It has yet to be opened, you fucking animal.
This music is so perfect. As I struggle to open a bottle...
Give it, listeners.
Viewers will know that I'm struggling to open a bottle right now. As
Patrick is trying to open a bottle of Mike's hard lemonade.
Oh, God, why?
Listeners will know this is Pat's most womanly moment.
That's not
really?
Even.
Patrick just iced himself.
Chuck it hit. Oh, my God.
To pay in dimes for fucking mozzarella sticks, is probably. That was
my favorite.
The waiter? Yeah, anyways, guys, so we were having our. So, when I was a little kid, Jen. We've lost continuity of the conversation.
Oh, shit. Okay, so Pat is a child, and the tyrannical European Union, the new European order, has just
The so just, theological of Europe.
So just as a show of force, they killed all of Pat's aunts, and then they laid down their order. They said, Pat Hilsman, with the French pronunciation of Pat Hilsman.
Le Pat Hilsman.
That's exactly... Nikki, your French is so good. Did you study it?
Well, I used to be European up until last June.
Yeah. Oh, that's...
Are you American now?
No, he's English now.
Look, English now. Just a small island.
Oh, you guys don't even know what Brexit means. You're like, oh, yay, we're leaving the whatever zone. Like, you weren't even in it.
Everyone
like,
fucking Googled it afterwards.
It just means that everybody's going to masturbate and have a little happy dance around Stonehenge. Like the Druids.
Like usual.
Yeah, like, let's get back to our culture.
That's all I did when I visited Stonehenge.
That's New Year's Eve.
So you guys need to get back to your sun-worshipping, child-fucking indigenous culture.
Oh, wait. Can we talk about the sex cults? We didn't talk about the sex cults.
Write down
sex cults. How was everyone's Easter?
Write down sex cults
so that we remember to talk about it. Oh, Easter, that's true.
Everyone, no, did everyone have a good Easter? Like, did everyone enjoy their Easter sex cults?
Because, I mean, I brought them back.
I had a great Easter, you know why? Because I was reborn.
That's...
Everybody thought that I was dead, and I was like... They're like, holy shit, it's Pat!
Yeah, I remember that.
Like, that's right, yeah.
It's Pat is a bit that I know, but not... Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm Jewish, so I enjoyed my Passover sex cult. That was there.
Are there British Jews?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's like five of us.
Five, six.
Sweet. Wait, there's more Jews in Delaware than there are in all of Britain.
I'm sure that's not true, man.
Yeah, no, there's more Jews in New York and London than in Jerusalem.
Well, Jerusalem's like a small, but like Israel? I think there's more Portuguese speakers outside of Portugal in Brazil than there are. So if there's more Jews outside of Israel,
there's only 7 million Jews in Israel.
That's probably also true. That's gotta be true. The whole
diaspora. I think there's about 3.5 million in New York, right?
Like fun fact.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Fun fact. Just like straight up half of New York.
Having said that doesn't sound right.
That's what I was like at the same time. Let's get our shit together.
Okay, so
we're just talking about demographics.
Look, okay,
Nikki the Wolf, I've sent you an email.
Look, here we were.
We sent you a demo of our.
Here we were in 1954. The French government had killed all of Pat's aunts as a show of force and to send a message, and then
mostly because they were bitchy.
They were super bitchy in the 50s when Pat was a child. And then they sent an emissary to knock on his door, and his mom answered.
And they were like,
"That's really
what
good.
What do you want?" His mother replied to the knock.
And he was like, You got this. My name is Professor Vogel. I'm with the Department of Earth Insemination.
Hell energy.
I'm with the Department of Earth Insemination. Yeah. I've got some questions to ask you, Mrs. Holzman.
Based in Newark and Nice.
Yep.
Between the two.
And she was like, finally.
Take the child.
And I was just upstairs, like, building a model. You know, like, building a model of, like, a little naval ship.
And your mother wordlessly stormed in, destroyed your model.
Yeah.
And then dragged you out to the government.
She's something that I must prepare. Anyways,
And then she just handed you off, and you looked back, and the door was already closed. Your mom was back in the house.
And I'll never forget what she said, which was...
Nothing. It was just absolute silence.
Oh, come on. No, she said
nothing. After she gave you to the government?
Yeah. She said something about how she didn't even care about me.
Oh, no, she gave you one final instruction.
Yeah, what was it?
Produce! and then you're like, Mom, I love you!
Because this is French Patrick Hilsman.
I was like, hey, Mom, I love you! Why are you throwing me into the back of an ambulance with government men who apparently are trying to lube me up to fire me into the earth, to impregnate the earth?
Your French Pat, your French accent is like my American accent.
It sounds Mexican.
Like, oh my god!
It sounds Mexican.
Why are you talking?
I can't do a French accent because my families are French.
Your mom like acquiesced like surprisingly easily to the French government.
Because they wanted to. They wanted me to be fired into the earth.
Yeah. Yeah. So but then you're at your first teen party.
So they can call in favors with the new moon that will be
You're at your first teen party.
Yeah.
And everyone's having a good time. Oh, wait, sacre bleu. Did you see?
Le kiff, le kiff.
It's like that scene. Scene in Skins.
C'est
you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
when Tony's like,
let's all suck each
other's
throats.
He's like, oh, I'll be fired into the air if I do. He's like, I thought that I was going to college in Wales.
And they're like, they're like,
I would love to hear a Welsh accent.
I don't know what it is, but every single I couldn't even spot it on the map.
It's like,
but
is that it? Just slurping?
No, I we're from Wales.
Oh no, no, but there's literally a Welsh syllable that is. It's like a cat hissing sound.
Oh yeah, there's 5 or 6, and it's LL. It's
the bestiality syllable.
So the way there's like different regional accents.
Like,
in
you
the want UK.
To get to movies?
There's different regional accents in the UK, and there's different ways into saying them. So the way to get into a Newcastle accent is the word photocopier, because you go photocopier, and then you're talking in a Newcastle accent, and that's how the accent is.
You know what's a fun one for the north? Ian Curtis. Like
the
North Northern people are like they're high. All the
time. I think you've got the North of England mixed up with North London.
I'm
from Northern England, I am. Let's have a look at
your Northern's cocks. Like Yorkshire. Yorkshire's like fully down to... I could do the entire rest of this podcast in a Yorkshire accent. That'd be perfect.
And these beasts wouldn't even notice.
What is the
Yorkshire? Yorkshire is the Texas of the United Kingdom.
That doesn't sound fun.
So the absolute,
they probably
do the whole podcast in like a Texas accent.
I probably wouldn't even like the United Kingdom of Texas, much less the Texas United Kingdom.
The Lone Star Republic.
I don't know. It's kind of hard to hold it up on your own without nobody else around you.
What?
Anyways, guys,
Nicky the Wolf, what kind of accent do you have?
It's pretty much RP, which is received pronunciation, which is the way the Queen speaks.
That's like the person telling you, I don't have an accent. That's literally the British person.
When you wake up in the morning,
posh-ish.
So wait, you sound like the Queen.
James Bond.
So naturally, when you wake up in the morning, you're like,
good morning,
the
Kensington.
Charles. The Kensington.
Healthy dicks.
You know what? It's like it's good to be queen. You get to look at the healthiest dicks of the republic.
Yeah. And flick them
every morning.
Flick them every now and then.
That's the ritual, right?
Nikki the Wolf, having such a famously healthy dick, did it ever get tiresome?
Oh, you've seen the Reddit, Ben.
Whoa!
Wow! Chuck the Reddit out there.
Wow!
It's terrible. It's our healthy English dicks or healthiest English dick. Did it ever get tiresome every morning when you lived in England before you sought political asylum to just present your dick to the Queen? And
just so she could flick it.
Because
it's the whole country doing it, and everyone has to queue, and we're British, so we queue properly. I'm like, you savages. It takes a long time.
And how embarrassing was it to put that in your asylum application? Like, I have to every morning present my healthy dick for the Queen to review and reject.
Who said she rejected it?
Would you have requested asylum if you hadn't been rejected?
Right, the real question. If the queen had seen it and gave the subtlest of nods, would you be in America right now?
I wouldn't be allowed to be in America right now. they only send people to America from the UK who've been rejected by the Queen. Yeah.
There's a spectrum. There's like Syrian refugees who are like, oh, the regime was going to cut my dick off and feed it to my daughter. And then there's
I should not have really cut the laugh at dick. Really.
And then there's the English that are like, the Queen gazed upon it and she delivered not her approval.
Equally, I mean, like, really, like, I, if you take all of the cultural constructions and, like...
Can you lean into the fucking mic?
All of the media outside of it, like, could you envision the two scenarios where it's, like, first, like, they're all just trying to, like, get your dick and cut it off and put it into, like, a smoothie and feed it to your daughter. Like, also, there's also, like, the people that are scrutinizing your dick and, like, it doesn't live up. I mean, like,
And they're adding things to the smoothie. Well, they're like,
I can't say outside of like your cultural conditioning whether you can say whether one is preferable to the other.
So little known fact, the people, I don't know if you can say people, but the...
Just say English. Say English.
Well, so the people who make the people who make the decision about the dicks are the corgis. Like, you know how the queen has all the corgis?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's the corgis are the dick judges.
Yeah.
Not just that, anyone who has a corgi, they're judging your dick all the time. That's what corgis do. That's what they're trained for. It's like a Labrador is trained for picking up birds that get shot. Corgis are trained for rating
dicks. So there's like a gender-swapped version of Silence of the Lambs where it's Hannibal Lecter, except he's like a female dog, and he's like, I can smell your cock.
Guys, I'm sorry to interrupt. But
I'm still processing that.
We're picking something up on sonar.
Oh, yeah. Loyal listeners will note that the USS Apocrypha started out underground, and for the last, like, 4 weeks, I think we've been underwater.
We're in a sub, right?
Yeah.
That's right.
That's
why there's all the sex.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Fun World War II trivia. you guys want to know how the Allies finally beat back the Nazi U-boats?
Beat off.
Close.
Right.
They discovered a new form of sonar that could pick up the sound of human fucking.
The Hunt for Red Cocktober.
Wait, that's why I lost it.
Stop the podcast. That was perfect.
But that's why they lost against the British, because they couldn't find them.
Oh.
Sick fun.
That is true. No one, for
no one is as famous for not fucking as the British.
That's
Japanese, the Japanese.
I was going to say the Japanese are more famous.
I lost my virginity to a Brit.
That doesn't make it famous.
But I was drunk. It doesn't count.
I was drunk. She was like, oh, it's here, cock then.
She was desperate to find someone who would fuck her because she was British.
No, she was like, all right, love.
Was it the queen?
It might have been. It was some type of royal.
Was it like a super old lady that she'd seen a lot of dicks?
So Pat went... He was in Britain as a preteen, and
as a tribute,
and he found himself in a line outside Buckingham Palace, and he thought it was just a line to tour the palace. And it turns out there's only one kind of line outside Buckingham Palace.
Yes, that's why they call it a Buckingham queue.
How wrong!
They were giving me the old Buckingham queue.
This fucking guy, he ends up in a line, and the corgis are sniffing those dicks.
Yeah,
and they gave it the green
and
light.
And oh my god. I can't. It's just.
And what? I mean, who would. When the corgis get a scent of a proper. An appropriate dick, there's.
Honestly, corgis are better at picking a good fuck than I am. Like, it's
Well, no one is worse at picking a good fuck than Sarah Steele. You know what I mean? A good fight, she's definitely good at, but.
Yeah, the mayor gave her a plaque.
A proclamation is called.
Anyways, guys, so.
I mean, I'm still taking the antibiotics.
In the apocalypse email that I sent, which apparently nobody read.
Which, by the way, just for like a meta moment, is fucking brilliant. I would listen to a short form version of this, like a tweet version of this podcast, which was just that email.
The email? Thank you. Yeah, our podcast.
Wait, the email was the plot of Julius Caesar.
Oh, by the way.
First of all, Shakespeare already wrote that.
Nicky the Wolf.
Wait,
we need to do a cryptozoology podcast.
The link?
Yeah, which is
he
why.
He sent an email that is the plot of Julius Caesar.
I mean, as Britain's foremost cryptozoologist, I think that's great.
That's true.
Britain's foremost cryptozoologist. Okay, guys. Well, anyways, I think that it's time.
Let's
do Julius Caesar.
We got a cryptozoologist.
Hang on. What?
Nicky the Wolf, cryptozoologist, actual wolf. What secrets are animals hiding from us?
Ooh.
All of them.
That's not what a cryptozoologist does.
Are you fucking kidding me? Sound it out. Sound it out.
I thought it was
dumb
just digging graves for animals.
Cryptozoologist. animal secrets.
Yeah.
Animal secrets.
You know what cryptozoologist means in German?
What?
Animal secrets.
No, that's a...
And also...
Dining...
And study. There's a study with the ology. The ology is study. But
let's hear some animal secrets.
Well, I mean, other than corgis can sense dick quality.
Yeah.
That's not a secret.
That's him. Every
That's the basis of Dogecoin.
Every
it's like a fiat currency.
Hang on. Pause the
Shiba
podcast.
Shiba knows or not.
How is D-O-G-E pronounced?
Doge.
Wrong.
No.
Wrong.
Well, okay.
Wrong.
What do you
say?
Wrong.
You're burning your
mind. What do you say?
It's Doge. Because it's Doge with an E on the end.
It's Doge.
Do you guys know this guy?
I will burn this place to the ground.
Guys, can we?
We have tried so many times.
All right. Well, what time is it? It's time for us to do Julius Caesar. Everybody, look at your emails.
Yeah, cryptozoology.
Listeners, look at your emails that you got.
I've got Violet is gonna give birth. And then I just
got an email telling me I'm fired for being on this podcast.
Oh, so I'm married to J-Lo.
That's about right. Well, you're not even on it. Okay.
Hey, yo.
Yo, why'd they do my boy like that?
Okay, Julius Caesar.
Yo, they
so
do
listen,
be like
I'm
going
to introduce
though.
The characters, all right?
Yeah.
So, Nikki, naturally, is Julius Caesar.
Obviously.
Well, let's be real.
Clearly.
And he and Pompey used to be like the whatever.
They used to bang.
Them and one other guy that got, but the other guy was like, he was a little debilitated. He was like, oh my God, what's going on? You know, so like he wasn't really involved. But Pompey and Julius Caesar got into like a beef. And then Caesar ended up beating Pompey and then returning. And then, as a matter of political expedience, Caesar refused the crown when he returned to Rome, to the Senate. Twice he refused the crown. And then a third time he refused
it. When you're saying Pompey, all I'm thinking about is the guys in Pompeii. But that's like...
Yeah, I think it's from the same...
No.
Yeah, it is. It's from the same shuismo. But it's like... did you get that?
Was that a word?
Shuismo.
What is his name?
Yeah.
Oh, learn Arabic by way of the apocalypse.
That sounds like the kind of word where you're like, idiot says what?
Yeah. You mean...
The only Arabic I know is literally Allahu Akbar and like...
That's the best
Shanti.
That's the best
Shanti
Arabic, though.
Shanti is like peace, right?
Learning
that's
Arabic
all
from Fox
Shanti
News.
Is not peace.
No, that's from Children
word.
Of Men.
Shanti?
But anyway, so...
Shanti
Julius
is like a made-up Indian word.
No, Shanti? Shanti is not peace?
Nope.
Nope.
Shanti
Shanti's a god.
Yeah, like, but that's not Muslim. That's...
I'm making fun of white people. So Patrick is trying to say something right now.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I appreciate that, Isaac.
Very good.
Okay, so anyways, Julius Caesar had like just won a big battle against like his competitor, but he was like, no, I'm not going to be emperor, but like secretly he's like, I'm going to be emperor. You know?
Yeah.
He's so like anyways,
he was like, he had his hand in his pocket and he was playing with it the whole time.
And
I
he
got
was
one hand in my pocket, the other hand's going to be an emperor.
Yep. Got him.
That's exactly what he said. Yeah.
Read a book, New York.
So anyways, so yeah. So the Senate was like, dudes, this is not cool. Like, we're fucked. Because Caesar is gonna, he's gonna be emperor. Like, everybody fucking loves him.
And then all our dicks are on the line.
All our dicks. So Brutus, that was Caesar's homeboy, he started plotting with everybody else in the Senate. But Mark Antony, who's gonna be played by Jad, was such a good singer. But also, he was like, He was Caesar's little bitch. He was like, oh, Caesar, Jesus, come on, man. Why? Why is Caesar dead? Fuck. And he just cried and cried and cried. And then he went to Egypt to go bone Cleopatra, who's going to be played by Sarah.
I've only female. I've had
enough. And then they had a tragedy where I believe it was Augustus then came and was going to fucking kill them.
Then
they killed themselves with
apples. Can we play
out
the parts? Because I'm going like, to forget all this shit.
Yeah, you're saying
Jesus
he
Christ.
And she, like,
I'm,
oh.
So you ready?
Yes.
Let's prepare.
No, you be the narrator. Be like, he went to Egypt.
Okay, fine. I'll be there. Are we ready?
Yes.
So, we set ourselves in the Roman Senate. Caesar has returned to Rome after defeating
There's
Pompey.
Just sounds of fucking
in
the background.
In, like, in a world.
In a world where Caesar has just returned to Rome from defeating Pompey.
And there's ambient fucking...
He's boning the shit out of 50 fucking slaves.
This is the reality of Rome. It's just you can hear fucking at all times.
It's the total opposite of Britain.
Where you can almost never hear fucking.
So Caesar arrives in the Senate after defeating Pompey.
Good morning, everyone.
And he wants to pretend that he doesn't want to be emperor.
And he pretends
even though he really does.
He pretends he doesn't hear the fucking.
So he swings his dick. Okay, stop with the fucking. Go, Caesar. We're at the Senate. We're at the Senate. All the senators look on with fear.
Oh, jeez! No!
Come on.
Oh, it's Caesar!
Friends, Romans, countrymen. The countrymen were the worst people.
Oh.
They were like...
You're right, Caesar. They're the worst.
Paisano.
They're the worst. By the way.
Yeah.
Continue your
by
speech.
The way.
Continue your
I never liked these
Caesar.
Guys.
Lend me your ears.
Hey.
Ears was money.
Not you,
Ben Gach.
Yeah.
What of it?
I literally don't know the rest of that play.
Well, it doesn't matter. Just you're saying you're triumphant now.
I'm triumphant now.
Because you defeated Pompey.
Line. Oh, because I defeated Pompey. Line.
And you don't want to be emperor.
And I don't want to be emperor.
Why would I want to be emperor?
Why would I want to be emperor? Who wants to be emperor?
Yeah.
By the way, emperor sucks.
Yeah, what of it?
Lame.
Like this whole
and then,
leadership
so,
shit is
yeah.
bullshit.
And
it's
I'm
nonsense.
Brutus. He's supposed to be Caesar's friend. I'm like, hi, Caesar. How's it going, buddy?
Hey, Brutus. What's up, dude?
Nothing, dude. I'm so cool that you want to be emperor.
I didn't want to be emperor. What are you talking about? Who told you that?
I know. But even if you did, it would be fine with me. I promise.
But I don't. Actually, like, I don't.
Like, listen. Oh, no, it's like he's trying to...
Brutus, come here.
Listen, okay, I'm here.
I actually do. I had a feeling that you did, man. That's what I was saying.
That's why I love you, man.
I know, but my point is that it's totally cool either way. Like, I recognize you. Like, if you want to be emperor, that's cool. Like,
so back to Rome.
Yeah, so anyways, then we're like, all right, then, Caesar, thank you, man. It's cool. I'm glad
Yeah, you don't have to pretend. Like, it's not like a shame to be a whore. So like, we haven't shamed the whores yet. We haven't thrown them out of the temple.
Well, we're going to do that soon.
Soon.
So then anyways, yeah, Brutus left. And then after Caesar was like, Brutus is my boy. Like, goddamn.
You're my bro, dude.
He's so cool. He knows that I'm just trying to figure out.
And this is like but their pillow talk.
And they said, ride together, die together, bad boys for life.
Yes. And then
he met with the other senators.
Yes.
And then Brutus was like,
John McCain was there. Lindsey Graham was there.
But you know who's not there? Caesar. So, yeah, he met with Senator John McCain and with the other senators, right?
Lindsey Graham was
new. And we were like, hey, Mark Anthony.
Lindsey Graham was like, hey, y'all.
Mark Anthony was Caesar's little bitch. And we were like.
That was my Lindsey Graham impression. And Brutus was like,
hey, Mark Anthony.
I feel like he'd go blind from the shininess of Lindsey Graham nude. Like, it was just reflective. Like, it's got to be so shiny.
I could just imagine Lindsey Graham in a toga.
Guys, we're getting sidetracked.
Sorry.
It's important. Titties. We're in ancient Rome right now. We're at the Senate. I'm Brutus. I'm Brutus, and I'm about to plan. Hey, guys. Caesar told me that he really does want to be emperor, even though he's saying that he doesn't. Let's fucking kill him. And then Mark Anthony, that Caesar's boy, is like...
Wait, I don't think we should do that. I think we should...
He was Italian. He was like...
Whoa, hey, whatever, this fucking guy. What are you, some kind of...
They were all Italian.
I want to be a paizan to this guy.
Yeah.
I don't... Whoa, this fucking guy. I'm trying not to say Fanuc.
Said it. Yeah, like, I mean, like, Mike, would you say
Thanks
that, like, you know, just because I'm from Africa, like, we shouldn't not respect, like, the people from wherever they come from. So I'm, like, so, like, woo, like, Snooki 2017.
Wait, who the
like,
fuck
go
are you?
Caesar. I'm, like, Cleopatra from the Jersey.
Wait, no, we're not there yet. We're not there yet.
Yo, I feel like we'll talk not for nothing.
Yeah.
Not for nothing. But Caesar's my boy.
Yo,
all yeah. right?
Yo, and dead ass.
Look, dead ass. Facts. Actually, no, this is more like New York than New Jersey.
It doesn't matter. It's close enough.
Yo, you want to get like really... Yo, who's... Does Brutus have a friend?
Yeah, but I forget what his name is.
Paul.
Paul? Yo,
does
Paul.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yo, dead ass... Deadass? Yo, that's my boy right there. That's Caesar. Check your mans, Frank.
Yo, whose mans is this, though?
Whose mans is this, though? Check your mans.
I literally have no idea what you just said right there.
That's a good point.
So hot.
Well said.
It's me defending. I'm saying, like, oh, Brutus is fucking up. Whose mans is Brutus?
Yeah.
But
he didn't realize that
whose
Paul,
man is Brutus?
Paul secretly was against him, was he not?
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I said dead ass.
Yeah.
Dead ass.
But no, Paul was like, even though he said dead ass, Paul was like, hey, Brutus.
Nah, I could run this whole thing like
what
great.
What if I said facts? What if I said Duh. Facts? Yo, Duh. Dead ass. Facts.
Oh, man.
That's my boy right there.
Jesus.
Nah, man, like these fucking cheap shot player wannabes think that they know what it is to rule the goddamn empire, right?
What if I clap my hands as I talk? To make a point.
How do I know that that's...
Dead ass.
Give your money to Caesar.
And not a shoe
so,
anyways, upon the
Mark,
table.
Okay, we get sidetracked. Mark Anthony doesn't want to kill Caesar. So he's like, no.
Whoa. Who was talking about killing Caesar? This is the first time hearing of this.
Oh, I said we could just... I was like, yeah, we don't want... Whoa. No, we're not killing you, please.
Dude, Brutus, what the
also,
fuck are you talking
here.
About?
You're not here.
I'm not here. Okay.
Yeah. Anyways,
this
so...
This is your conscience.
Yeah. It's just... Just thoughts, your dream. Maybe
yes.
a dream. You're having a dream.
That's true.
Yeah, but yours is a dream because you're Caesar, but ours is not a dream. Ours is actually a conversation happening. So
Mark
like,
Anthony is like, I'm off this shit. I'm
we're
off
like,
it.
We're like, dude, please. We'll fine then. We'll just have to raise it with Mighty Caesar. You know, we'll sort it out like men. Let's hug it out. Give me a hug.
I refuse.
Come on.
I still refuse.
Wow, you're gonna do me like that?
For the listeners at home, they are not hugging.
Yeah.
If you hug him, he's gonna like fucking like penetrate you.
Mark Anthony says. Mark Anthony says. Y'all. Oh Jesus! I'm trying not to say offensive things.
Don't say offensive things.
Jesus. Mark Anthony says y'all suck is tripping.
Yeah, alright.
And then he leaves in a huff.
Like, so anyways, then Mark Anthony goes to Paul, and Paul's like, no, I got you back. I'm going to back Caesar. But then Paul goes to Brutus, and Brutus is like, I agree with you, Paul. It's time for us to kill Caesar and betray Mark Anthony.
Wait, so Paul betrayed me as well?
Yes, he betrayed all of us.
Jesus Christ.
I know. So then,
and then
Caesar
Paul, yeah,
was coming down into the Senate, not to be crowned, just to give a speech. And then he was like,
good morning, everyone. This is the BBC.
You're Caesar.
That's not even Caesar.
I'm British. Oh, and I have the in front of me. Cook.
Hang on, guys. Let's pause it for a second. Caesar
report?
Has gotten so excited that he's like, oh, yes.
No, that's Brutus's voice. I'm Caesar. You're British.
British. You.
Oh, good morning. Yeah, wait, oh, better, oh, like, yes.
You're like, oh, good morning.
Oh, good morning.
I'm Caesar.
I'm like the queen.
What of it?
Italy.
What of it?
What of it?
Yeah, I should be emperor.
I should be emperor.
I know that I've been saying that I should be. Say it.
He was such a little tease about it. He was a fucking little, like, fucking cautious little slut. Like, oh, I've never do this. I never do this. Like, oh, my God. Like, I never become emperor. Oh, I mean, like, I just never, like, this is so against me.
Yeah, no, I mean, why would I, like, being emperor sounds super lame?
Right.
Like, it's super cool.
Who would ever want to be king? You remember the Disney song?
So remember. You remember Dad. Dad, you remember how much Mark Anthony loved Caesar, right?
Jesus.
The historical record will reflect that Mark Anthony didn't want to bang Caesar specifically.
He secretly did, but we'll get into
But that. he did want to like make out with him and like dongle his
maybe
diddle.
Just jack each other off a little
bit. Jack each other off a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
But they look at pictures of women while they do it.
Right.
This is ancient Rome.
Well, Cleopatra specifically.
Let's get, we're getting ahead of ourselves. So, anyways, where are we at in the story? Yeah. So, I'm like, dude.
That's what whores are all about. Like, guys can, like, fuck each other without it being gay.
So, I'm like, I'm Brutus, and I tell all the other senators, I'm like, guys, I think that Caesar's getting too powerful. Like, he's saying that he doesn't want to be emperor, but he's hard. Like, I can tell that he wants to be emperor. Let's stab him. Let's stab him right in his stupid face.
With our dick.
And they're all like,
hey, yo, what of it? I mean, like, you know, the guy, like, he cut the taxes and he put up the good stadium and now I can watch the Knicks from my pay-per-view anytime I want.
So it's time to...
He's literally invented HBO.
Yeah. So it's time for Caesar. Caesar walks in to address. He's like, oh, my dear friends.
My dear friends.
What a great day.
What a terrific day. It's just terrific.
And then Brutus steps out with a knife and stabs him. He's like, I'm gonna stab you! He's like, oh!
Ow!
Yo, Dennis, this is
what the fuck?
That's my man's right there.
Yo, not for nothing, that's gotta fucking suck right there.
I stab you again!
Ow!
Yo, Caesar, you okay there?
Like, no, man, I'm fucking bleeding.
Everyone else is gonna start stabbing him now, also! Stab! Oh, stab!
This is the sound it makes when I stab.
Yo, Caesar.
Run! Ow!
Caesar, don't.
I mean,
don't go to Woodhall.
I'm British. Don't, so what we say when we get stabbed is like, oh,
don't
gosh.
Go to Woodhall, dog.
He's gonna stab
you. Oh, darn it.
All the people.
If you can get to Bellevue, I swear to God, you want to get
Mornington
to Bellevue.
Crescent.
Don't go to Woodhall,
son. Fie upon thee
and all thy offspring.
Wait, what? Woodhall and Flushing?
Cunts would betray me.
I knew you specifically, cunt, would betray me.
Woodhall and Flushing and
Broadway? Oh, and then he died.
Like,
and then, because Mark Anthony loved Caesar so much, Mark Anthony was like,
I just want to fuck him one last time! Wait, that's... I took over your voice. Whoa, hey, look, I'm not gay or nothing, but I just want to fuck this dude one more time, what of it?
Do you think that maybe he would have, like, yelled or expressed himself in, like, any, like, emotional...
I just want to fuck him! One more time!
This is so upsetting.
That's so human.
And they didn't know what to do with Caesar's
Why
body.
Why deny me?
Everybody wanted to fuck Caesar's body. And they had an argument about it.
That was just how bodies would dealt.
They're like, naturally we're going to fucking eat
it. It was like,
it.
If you're going to fuck it, at least keep it warm. Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah, they're like, this is America. Cover it.
Land of the fucking free, bitches.
Wait, did they say Julius? Not Julius. Did they say Jesus fucking Christ yet?
Wait, was this in the email?
Oh, have we prayed? Wait, did we do the Apocalypse invocation?
Wait, but you know
Jesus
what?
Fucking Christ. Did we forget to pray before the Apocalypse?
I don't think so.
I don't know. I didn't read the email.
Did we forget to ask? Oh, Jesus. Did we forget to ask for forgiveness?
What the fuck is that?
Guys, all right, look, we're gonna go around the table and apologize.
Julius Caesar was assassinated 44 years before the birth of Christ, so he wouldn't have.
Coincidence?
Stay woke, New York! Stay woke, New York!
Wake up, sheeple!
There is a show on radio, Free Brooklyn. They call the Apocalypse Guys!
Life prostate, you animals!
And it airs every Friday at 2 p.m. every week, and it's always a blast.
Cut your dicks off, men! Keep going. I have more instructions.
My father was a turd burglar. He died while burgling a giant turd.
Fuck you, Dad!
My mother was always conveying Jesus Christ's lightning and his words.
The show they call the Apocalypse Cast on Radio Free Brooklyn. Love on air everything at 2 p.m. Everything makes so much goddamn sense.
Look, send us your solid organs, New York City.
That would be easy.
Your spleen, your pancreas, your liver. Your kidneys.
Especially livers. I definitely need a new liver.
Your brains. Your hearts. We don't want bladders. We don't want stomachs. We don't want large or small intestines.
In the larger glands and like the... Because like anything...
You can keep your lymph nodes to yourself.
That raises the question of whether you can make human haggis.
Yes.
It's not a question, it's an answer. Like probably 50 times. I'm gonna say a minimum of 50 times.
Did you say asked and answered? Did I answer that?
Yeah.
Guys, that was a good.
Like asked and answered. Of course you can.
Are you kidding me? Really
it's
simple.
In the Bible, the Torah,
it's really simple,
and the Shadow Quran.
Wait, so I wanna ask people, like, when's the first time they heard of the concept of a whore? Like, when, like, cause...
Did we finish the Apocalypse?
Cause,
is this still going on?
We're still on the podcast.
The first time I ever heard of what a prostitute was, it was while I was reading the Bible.
Sex worker.
No, but, like, the concept... Because I think this is important, of like, the actual concept of what a whore is. Because mm-hmm. I think, like, it occupies our mind whether we want it to or not. The cultural conception of whore, like, when did you learn what a whore was? It was, like, from the Bible, essentially.
That's what I knew. I was like, oh, shit, you can just pay someone to bang you and God knows about it? Like,
when my whore sister betrayed me, I learned what a whore was.
You betrayed your sister before that, though.
I keep forgetting the Bible.
Listeners will know, Pat Hillsman has a family.
The Bible sounds way raunchier than I was told it was.
I don't know
if you
have...
Sounds like kind of a good read.
Yo, the Bible invented fucking... Like there, God
breaking
God,
news.
God was the first person. God was the first person to fuck.
Who did he fuck?
Can you imagine working in TV news when the Bible came out?
Was God the first person to come?
I mean, yeah,
definitely. Both those things.
God is Valsell.
This is like a chicken. This is a chicken egg question.
It's when God fucked the snake. You know what I'm talking about? How in the Book of Revelations, they don't know if there's like one God or multiple gods because there's two versions of creation.
And if he fucked the snake or the snake fucked him?
You don't know.
Who are we? What is life?
I just heard of the one guy who had like the leeches put up his butt so that he get rid of his constipation.
That worked?
Wait, no, that was that.
I could probably get rid of like hemorrhoids, but not constipation. No,
it wasn't leeches, it was eels.
They tried weak old Chinese food, because that always works.
I love fucking Chinese food.
I feel like all Chinese food is a week old.
Like, I feel like fucking lo mein would be maybe acceptable. And
people ask me what's my favorite restaurant. I'm like, any Chinese food
literally
place.
Literally anyone.
Any Chinese food place in the hood.
Mm-hmm.
in America, in New York, specifically.
Do you know
that's,
how?
That's the best restaurant. No, really.
Oh, done. You, like, narrowed that down.
Yeah.
Okay, this is how I know that my girlfriend's neighborhood is too bougie, is that her hood Chinese spot, Lo Mein, is, like, 580 instead uh-huh. of, like, 450.
Yeah. Come God. Off it. Come off it.
Do they also make you
what
bleed?
Is she? Does she live in Chelsea? What is this? Does she live in Trump Tower?
Yo, Trump grill Lo Mein, dog.
Oh, Jesus.
They only eat taco balls.
Guys.
Chinese taco balls.
Somebody described the Apocalypse Cast as cult-like.
What a coward. What a swine. Day.
And I was like,
what a beast.
You better fucking cut yourself.
Was it
to
me?
Prove that you
if the met. If the guy I had to kill to get in here could hear that,
I know.
he would really be into that.
as he gurgled out.
If the baby I had to carry to term could hear this garbage,
before I raped it.
Oh, Jesus! This is really just so everyone's just the rules.
Okay, listen. Just in case any of my
if the baby
employers
had to carry
to
term
right
and then
now,
rape could hear you speaking like that.
I have nothing to do with any of this. I don't know who any of these people are. I've never done any of this stuff.
9 months carrying this child.
9 months is not long enough. I would say maybe 20 years is long enough
to rape a child.
To age of consent.
If I had an Xbox in there, I would totally return to the womb.
There should be an age of consent.
You're just
considering
your mom's
what kind
puss,
of a freak
though.
You're
it's
trying
just,
to fuck.
I'm saying like I'm saying like 25.
Yeah, no, if you're trying to fuck with
mom.
A normal person, it shouldn't
womb.
Be that
there's
big
no
a deal,
other womb
you're
you can
to
return
fuck
to.
A freak?
Well, there is like
any womb. Any womb is good for that.
Just any middle-aged woman. Any middle-aged French woman.
Like a just
have you considered trying Craigslist?
Ooh. No, but they'd have to suspend me in fluid. That's the most important part.
It's
yeah, I mean, honestly, Craigslist, you'll get that reply
Craigslist,
in 20
casual,
seconds.
Casual, crawl right the fuck back up there. Just put that.
There's like a full section on Craigslist for people who want to return to people's wombs.
No, but you don't understand.
And
you
can find like
have
a...
to be, the room would have to be completely full of fluid to a point where I could float and just do like this with
it
my
fingers. It sounds
like
all you need is a snorkel.
Like the baby from 2001.
You just need a snorkel.
He's talking about a swimming pool.
Oh,
no,
that's
what's
right.
a certain that's amount right. of compression
yeah.
and warmth? A heated swimming pool.
A heated swimming pool.
Oh, my God. Jesus Christ. I thought that I was going to have to, like, install, like, a giant tube into my mother and, like, attach it to, like, a big, like...
Well, she's already got a tube.
Like,
it's her
like,
vagina.
Like,
you
do,
just,
it, do it, like, so it spins
saying,
around
like,
three
but,
times.
But
like
but
a,
I don't
like
do that. I just need to go to a pool. That's what I meant.
Just to clarify...
So thank God.
Like a slide.
Yeah.
Just to clarify, my name is Danny Gold.
Danny Gold!
I
Vice News, ladies and gentlemen. Not anymore.
AJ Plus, Danny Gold. That's all. You know, I just
Wait,
that's
does
who
he
I
work
am.
For that? Do we have to edit this out now?
Yeah, probably.
You think editing's free?
now that we're gonna edit,
you have to stand by.
Wait,
Fanook.
Hang on.
Slut. Cunt. Fuck. Tits. Balls.
Fag.
Shit. Fag.
Oh, that's problematic.
No, whore! Whore!
Whore!
Whore!
You're editing it.
Pussy. Scabs.
Fine, go ahead.
Are we still talking about Danny Gold? Because this is really mean.
No, we're just saying, all the words we wanted to
Guys,
say.
Guys, this is really... Do you want to edit it? Do you want to take up the space on my computer to edit it? Well, then why are you saying it?
We're saying it, so
I just,
you have
I
to
just
edit it.
I just wanted to...
Like some kind of like sassy yoga tea.
I just wanted to make a joke about not being myself.
Yeah, what happens if I upload it and I just tag your real names?
No one gives
I've
a shit.
I've already said so.
I don't have
things.
A job. It doesn't matter. What are they going to do?
And you don't want one.
What are they going to do? Hire me? Like, what? I fucking dare you, America.
Have you guys seen what it takes to get fucking fired in this country?
Okay.
Or hired.
No, actually, it's
you just can't cross the barrier.
It's
like
incredibly easy to get fired.
Because we tie health insurance
they're
to
they're like,
our
I've had enough. So
that
is too carefree. We have to give
and
them a
because,
job.
Because, like, I don't want to...
I'm
going to
take
okay,
this opportunity
so
to talk about my union effort right now. I'm just going to say that...
No, don't talk about it because then it'll identify you as a specific human.
Danny Gold, AJ Plus, union.
So pipe fitters 44.
We'll lay the
get
pipe.
It? Pipe fitters. I'm doing a lewd motion with my hands.
They lay plumbers.
Pipe.
They lay
but
pipe.
I'm saying pipe fitters. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They fuck.
Do edit the last 10 minutes out, please.
I can't.
It's not.
I
thing.
Can. Literally, you select 10 minutes and you delete
okay,
it.
So you're gonna stay up till 2 in the morning with
no,
me?
No, I will stay up for 5 minutes and I will select 10 minutes
no,
of it.
Then you're gonna need the password to get into the thing. You guys fucked me completely.
Okay, well just don't tell Danny about it.
So this is a standard posture with Patrick.
He has to be fired into the earth. You think he cares about joking around?
He's a victim.
Listen, Danny, you know what's going to happen to Danny Gold? He's a great guy.
He's a great guy.
Yeah, which is why he volunteered to save all of us. But the downside to that is that a lot of us volunteered. Except one of us is going to have to be lubed up and fired to the earth.
Can someone explain
to
me?
It should have happened like a month ago.
It could be Danny.
Can someone explain to me the significance of being fired into the earth? Because I keep
Has to impregnate the earth.
Are we saying
which
the earth
is
an egg?
Supposed to do, but like that was the production of him. It's like this weird ideological construct of male virility that we constructed on the show
it's
in order to...
Like literally no. You were talking about this with Suleme like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. It's literally that I have to be fired into the earth to impregnate the earth.
Doug,
I
believe
like
reinvigorate
it.
I fucking believe it.
Does it become a new earth or does it become like a space person?
No, it becomes like a new earth.
No, it's supposed to have this ontological significance.
Wait, so who carries the new earth to time?
The Earth.
No, that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Yes, it does. It does if you're the one that has to die.
Construction. No. The Earth would obviously be the egg if you're being shot into the Earth.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The Earth is the egg.
So
something else comes out of it.
It's a galaxy. The solar system.
It's not. It's just being fired into the Earth. It's just my
But what's the womb? Because
That's just
Stop erasing women. Stop erasing women.
It's not erasing women, though. Are you kidding me?
No, I don't know what I'm saying.
No, women just get collapsed. They just collapse.
It's producing hundreds of billions of women.
Literally, I don't know what
I'm saying. It's like a womb that is like in 100,000 different planes of existence. So it's like
Earth existence, but that you figure that you're the one.
Gestated in 12 dimensions? Can you fucking imagine that? Nope, you can't.
Except we all would have been if there are 12 dimensions. We all would have been. So that's
there are. There's 26 dimensions.
We all did.
Strings vibrate through that and impregnate each other.
Then we all
and that's
did.
Why we're all...
Hang on, go on.
Then
let's do the dimensions.
And all of those. That's the thing with dimensions is they all exist all the time. They don't just not exist.
And they're so sneaky. They're all hey, what's good? And I'm like, I don't know, dimension.
There might be things that can only be impregnated on the 12th dimension, was impregnated on the 12th.
Time backwards, me.
That's just like, we're up or we're up.
Who are we? What is life? You know?
Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me.
I mean, no more.
Anyways, this has been the Apocalypse on Radio Free Brooklyn. If you like the Apocalypse, go to www.patreon.com/Radio Free Brooklyn.
It absolves us of our sins.
And if you feel like you've sinned, which I'm sure you have, it's time to give some money to fucking Radio Free Brooklyn. Save us, really, because we're trying to save you. Every day we're trying to save you. So anyways, me and Nikki are going to do a podcast about cryptozoology. Mythical creatures.
Which is, cryptozoology is secrets that animals keep from humans.
Because they're in the Illuminati, like every time.
Yeah, no. Cryptozoology is secrets.
Every
that
time that they were like, I'm the actual. You were like, were you a fucking arthropod? Because if so, then you don't actually qualify. Because the real Illuminati, stay woke, New York.
Is it secrets that animals know about? You?
Yo, deadass.
Masturbate to your sister?
Deadass.
Your dog knows about it.
Deadass, your dog knows about it. Dog, like, what the fuck?
I do masturbate
about?
To my sister.
Oh like, the
gosh.
Internet was just a
cat. Now everyone knows about it. Does the cat listen to this podcast?
I don't
That's
have a sister.
His two cats.
Boom. Twist in the plot. Sting in the tail.
Stay woke, New York.
I haven't met her, but I do.
Have you been listening
sure
to the podcast?
Have a sister
I have not.
To when he was
a
child. I'm pretty sure.
Guys, this has been the Apocalypse. We have 30 seconds left of the podcast. Any closing thoughts?
Your top off.
I can't edit
Take
any of it, by
top
the way.
Off!
So everything that's been said, everything that's been said is permanent. So just accept it.
Oh, wait.
Time is
no one knows who you are.
Construct.
What's that smell? It's delicious.
It's my weird vape machine.
Ronnie Colic.
I love it.
Ronnie Colic is bad.
I don't care. It's fine.
You fucking whore.
We're gonna have to edit.
But bring me.